Good morning. It's 11:06 a.m. Time to get going. Time to get out of bed. If you're just, it's later for you even. If you're just getting this, well, I don't know what time's on here. But if it's past 11:05, get out of bed. Why are you being so lazy? Some people say, oh, 11, that's so late. It's not. I used to sleep till 2. Actually, let's see. When I first was not working a day job, I went through a period of sleeping till about 3. I would stay out all night and I would just sleep till 3. And now I'm getting up at 11. That's like fucking 4 hours earlier. Huge improvement. I used to have to get up at like 8. Dude, I had a job once where I was like, had to get up at like 5. It was a nightmare. I had to get up at 5 and drive to Central Jersey from Queens. Not cool, man. 11:05 is perfect. Really no reason to be doing shit before now. I'm sure you have a job. They say there's a reason. So you got to do it, but their reasons are bullshit. You could start now, and everybody'd be cool. I've gone over this a million times, but I think it bears repeating. My theory that the workday shouldn't start till around 11. And then, because that's perfect. 11, you start your workday, you wake up at 11. You get to work at noon, and then you got your lunch break. Perfect. You start the day off with lunch. Then 1 o'clock, you work. Man, it's 5 o'clock before you know it. Maybe 6. Some people work till 6 because they say, "Oh, that hour for lunch we take away." What? That hour for lunch? I'm going to Great Adventure and having the. Well, I used to go to a strip club, because I would. They're like, "Oh, if you're gonna count this hour, it's gonna fucking count, dude. I'm gonna use it." And it's going to be 2 hours, but I'm going to use it pretty fucking severely. I'm going to sit in my cubicle eating a fucking sandwich that I bought from the fucking newsstand while I just stare at the Yahoo News. No. I'm going to live, baby. All right, let's look at the news. I'm not going to talk about this Kavanaugh other than to say, fuck that, dude. You know what doesn't make you sound innocent? I was a virgin. Dude, you sound like a creep. You sound like a fucking I was a virgin till many years after, with that fucking that fucking about to cry look that he fucking mustered onto his face. I don't know if you saw this interview with that Kavanaugh, and he was just like, I was till many years after high school. They're like, how long since you bring it up? I'll just say many. What's many? Many years to me, you can't say many if it's less than 5, because then, dude, it's 4 or it's 3, which is several. It has to be more than 3, several. So it's like, You were a virgin until you're like fucking 23 years old or whatever the fuck you're saying, and let's say it's 5 years. So you go through college, you still, and I'm supposed to think that you weren't sexually frustrated and doing weird shit when you got fucking all drunk. No way, dog. You sound guilty. And all this other shit about, it's the 80s, but hey, man, I'm not saying lock the dude up. I'm saying no Supreme Court for you. I said I wasn't going to even talk about Kavanaugh. All right, let's get off of it. Mexican military disarm entire police force in resort city corrupted by drug gangs. Wow. So the whole, it's, that's what they tell you, don't leave the resort. The resort's beautiful. You go outside, it's all drug gangs. But I want to go outside the resort. You know, the drug gangs, you take over this resort town, you really have a great opportunity. Well, first of all, you could sell drugs to the people on vacation. A lot of those people probably are like, hey, I'm away from home. I haven't done coke in 10 years. I could fucking do with a little. You know what I mean? You probably even got a few people saying, I need to get away from all my drug friends, you know? And then you're like, hey, but I'm your drug friend now. And they're like, ah, fuck it. You could probably make some good dough that way. But also, give cartel tours. You could charge a lot of money. Don't kidnap anybody. You make much more money in the cartel tour business. You let these Americans, these fucking, you know, kind of see and don't show them inside the real operation. Make a fake one. It's like Epcot. And then you have some recreations. You have a little fun with them. And then you get their credit card information. You find out where they live and say, listen, if you don't take some of this, take this package and put it in your luggage, we'll kill your family. And now they're a part of it. It's immersive. Now there's, it's a good idea. I should be charging for that kind of idea. I need to go talk to the drug cartels. I feel like, you know, you don't want to pitch to them first. You got to, I'd like to smooth it out a little bit. I think they could, they'd like me though. Those kind of people like me. I'm talking about like a criminal element. They seem to like me, because I'm not judgmental. Who am I? You know, all right. I'm more judgmental of the generationally rich than a criminal. Girl can attend school with her cannabis-based medicine, California court rules. Why not? Oh, I'm sorry. Are you not supposed to go to high school high? Well, fucking somebody let the world know, because that's not how people go to high school. You go to high school and you get high, and then you go to class, and that is what makes it tolerable. Fuck. You go to middle school high. You know, maybe not sixth grade, but seventh. Come on. It really starts to heat up. You need a stress reliever. Well, good for them in California. Billboard with vaccines can kill message goes up in Kansas City. I don't know anything about medicine. I don't understand the obsession with the vaccination conspiracy theories. Like, you don't go with the doctors on that one. You don't say, oh, maybe this guy on Reddit doesn't know as much as my fucking doctor. I mean, Jenna McCarthy's against the vaccine. She's one of these anti-vaxxers, and due to the fact that she added a lot to my life at a time in the 90s, I feel an obligation to not shit on her. I'm not going to say anything bad about Jenna McCarthy. Other than that, I think she might be wrong, but if she insists, you know, I almost feel like I got to go with it. God, it was Jenny McCarthy. I had a Playboy. A friend of mine gave me a Playboy that she was in, and it had an impact. Dad left infant in bathtub while played video game. Authorities said child dies at See, don't have kids. Just don't have them. You gonna leave a kid in a bath? That's a terrible story. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna talk about it anymore. Let me find one fun story, and then we're out of here. I read that one yesterday. Am I already into yesterday's stories? Yeah. Oh, here's some newer stuff. That's not good. Nope. This is just sort of funny. Texas school official fired for expletive-filled message to Stormy Daniels' attorney. Why are you fucking sending a message to store to that Michael Avante? Like, you were, I always say his name wrong, but that it's like you're just sitting in your office in some fucking Texas high school. You're like, ooh, I'm gonna say something. Fuck off, dumb motherfucker. I think it's funny that he got fired, and I'm not for people getting fired. I would never rat anybody out. I wouldn't, even if I knew about that dude, if I was Michael Avante or whatever, I wouldn't rat that dude out. But I would say, dude, I could rat, I would have said to him, I could rat you out, but I'm not, because that's the kind of fucking dude I am. But why don't you get your shit straight and stop fucking emailing rants to people, you psycho. All right, see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.